Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, is the Saturday of the Holy Trinity Day, and it's called also the memory of the departed, the Родительская суббота. It's the, my beloved, we have to realize that as we listened yesterday to the canon and how much love the Church has, it doesn't forget anybody. And from the beginning of the creation of the world all the way up to now, and the Church remembers everybody, you know, from the little tiny babies that may have passed away to another world, and from all kinds of sicknesses, and from and murders, and from being drowned, and being in the fire, and accidents, and all kinds of people that depart this life, in whatever way they may, the Lord is remembering them through the Church and praying for them. We prayed for everybody, and this is what love is. Love is, it has to remember. It has to remember everybody, those who departed, and those who have departed, and they have the love in their hearts, and they had the love, they will be in the kingdom of heaven. If we remember them and pray for them, they pray for us. Even those of them that didn't make it to the kingdom of heaven, and we can still help them with the heartfelt prayers, but the prayers has to come from the heart. It has to be, we have to pray for them with love, the kind of love that we would have for ourselves. If we pray for ourselves, we have to have at least that much love to pray for those of others. And if they're not in heaven yet, we can, by doing mercy, by helping others in their memory and asking for prayers, and by praying, we can help them to get them out there, and so we can they can still be coming in the kingdom of heaven before the last judgment, the dreadful judgment, because after that there is no change. My beloved, we have to learn to love, truly love each other. And the real love, it is measured by the prayers, how much prayers we do for each other. If you say, I love somebody, but I don't pray for him or for her, that means you don't really love them. You have to pray for those who you love. Of course, you have to believe that there is life after death, because if you don't, then you're not going to pray. And if you don't believe in life after death, then you don't believe in Christ, and you don't believe in our Savior, that He came on this earth, took a semblance of a man, and lived here, and showed us a way to battle the evil one. The evil one is the one that always entices us into all kinds of sins. The filthy scum is tempting, as he did Eve in the beginning, and he continues to tempt every human being all the time. Starts with a thought, and the thought then starts to have from the thought will come a desire, and we lose track altogether of God's commandments and of the Lord, and the enemy takes over the heart, and then causes us to commit all kinds of sins. And then, my beloved, the Lord came to show us how to battle the enemy, and this is, of course, is a prayer and fasting and love for each other. It is so important that we have the true love for each other, that we are going to care for each other's soul. Again, I will repeat myself, of course, if you don't believe in life after death, then you're in a big, big trouble, because then the Lord is not for you. And then, of course, you're going to have the lot together with the enemy. That's what he's pulling you into, my beloved. Believe in the life after, that the Lord came on this earth to bring us into the kingdom of heaven, where he had made the beautiful places for everyone that loves him, and where there will be joy and the beauty that you can never see on this earth, no matter how beautiful you may see the sunsets and the sun rises, or the beautiful flowers and the forests, in gardens, and everything that you may see here that may be beautiful, all will look like it's just kind of grayish and so on compared to the beauty and what is in the kingdom of heaven. For the apostle says to us that we cannot able to describe it with our tongue or visualize with our eyes the beauty that is there in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, we have to learn to truly live not for this temporary life, but to live to attain the kingdom of heaven. And that way is a narrow, thorny way that the Lord said that leads to the kingdom of heaven, not the wide, easy way of this world. So don't look for the easy way in this world, but accept whatever sorrows and whatever sicknesses the Lord may allow to before you. All this is all to help you to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. And pray, continue this to pray for each other, because that's where we show our real love for God and real love for ourselves, if we will pray for each other's salvation. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.